reading of the word is the 11th chapter, verses from the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians, beginning at the 18th verse. For, first of all, when you come together in this way in the church, the Corinthians have been coming together in a rather disorderly fashion, when you come together in this way in the church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and I partly believe it too. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are proved may be made manifest among you. And so when you come together, therefore, in this place, this is not for the Lord's Supper. For when you come in this way, each man eats his own supper, and so one goes hungry, and another man gets drunk. What? Have you not houses to eat in and to drink in? Or are you going to despise and disparage the church of God and shame those who do not have one? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you? Indeed, I will not. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered unto you. The fact that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, and it is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same fashion also, he took the cup after they had had supper, and he said, "This cup represents the new covenant ratified by my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show forth the Lord's death till he come." Briefly, I should like to set forth the introduction to these words again. Paul was having, as we've been dealing in this 1 Corinthians series, very vicious problems in the congregation. Party spirit and litigation and immorality and a lot of other problems. And one of the problems that disturbed him greatly was the problem about the observance of the Lord's Supper. The custom used to be to have what they called a love feast, which was designed to have the congregation join at the church and engage in supper together. And then after fellowship around the table, they would go into what we would call the sanctuary part and gather around the Lord's table for the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. But this love feast, as it was called, this previous feast, was, I say, designed to encourage fellowship and a spirit, a proper spirit of love before coming to the table of the Lord. But you'll notice what the apostle is complaining about. Instead of their coming in a spirit of fellowship, they came with gluttonous desires. Instead of the rich bringing their ham and turkey and luscious food and being willing to share it with the poor who had nothing but peanut butter sandwiches, though it's fit for a king, I admit, instead of the rich sharing their food with the poor and the rich having an opportunity to eat some ordinary meals, it didn't work out that way. The poor were relegated to a corner over here. The rich went over into this corner. They overate. I started to use another word, but Ms. Boyd would have a word to say about that one. The word is a rather picturesque one, I must say, if not gruesome. But they did more eating than they should have done. And they did more drinking than they should have done. And the apostle says in the following verses, and so some of you have autostoy and weak indigestion, and some of you didn't die, apparently from a heart attack, eating too much at one time. And some of you died at the fellowship meal. Stuffing it. That's where the word came out anyhow. Excuse me, the wrong word. But this is what they were doing. The poor, on the other hand, sitting over here, starving to death. And so the apostle saw that that didn't work, and at long last, well, not too long after that, the idea, the whole principle of the fellowship meal, the love feast, was simply given up. Simply because the apostle to give to him. And this seems to me to be the contrast that the apostle is setting forth. What a contrast that you Corinthians are providing. You come to the Lord's table. I received the Lord that which was handed over to me, that in that night when he was betrayed, he took bread. And after he had given thanks, he said, now this represents my body and it's going to be broken for you shortly. I'm going to give everything I've got for you. For you. And then, to illustrate the idea of sacrifice even more accurately and graphically, he took the cup and he said, now this cup represents the new covenant ratified by my blood, and my blood that is shed, about to be shed, for the remission of your sins. And Jesus seems to say now, or seems to be saying to the Corinthians through the Apostle Paul in this situation, now you Corinthians remember that Jesus did not have to die at all. He didn't owe you one penny. But God's justice was satisfied. And Jesus died and paid the price for you and you and you and me. And the apostle seems to be appealing to their sense of response. Can't you respond if in no other way than when you come to the love feast? Come in a loving way and be willing to share what you have with those who had not. Jesus shared with us what we had not. And so this is the situation. It becomes therefore my privilege as a minister of the gospel to invite all of you who have taken the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior from the guilt of sin, to invite you to this table. None of us is worthy. No. But the table is for sinners. And let us not do this by rote, my friends. We do this once a quarter or so. But this is a very heartwarming, heart-moving affair. What we are about to enact is what took place first about 2,000 years ago as a remembrance of what Jesus did for us. Have you ever sat down to count your blessings? I don't mean your car and your radio and your house and your food and your health. Those are blessings too. But have you ever really counted what God has done for us? Have you? Let us be counting the blessings that our Lord has vouchsafed to us as we come to the table.
have the official sanction of the Scripture and the words of our Lord Himself for this sacrificial meeting. And so it becomes now my privilege to invite all of you who have been here to the supper. If you love Jesus as Savior and have taken Him as your Savior and Lord, won't you come? And now let us engage in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank Thee for this rich means of grace, indicating and giving the proof of Thy love for us in Christ Jesus, Thy Son. And so as we come to the table, may Thy Spirit Himself reveal unto our hearts more and more the true meaning of the supper. Oh, help us to understand more as the days go by of the meaning of Thy love for us in sending Him, and His love for us in dying for us, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Serve Thee more effectively, for Jesus' sake.